A half dozen students sit and stand around a workbench in the Yakutat High School shop. They're in a youth arts program that's part of the community's annual Turn Festival. Each holds an angled cedar plank, rough cut into the shape of a ceremonial dance paddle. A pile of raw boards sits on the bench, surrounded by dark, dusty pieces of crumpled sandpaper. While an adult volunteer uses a power tool to remove the roughest edges, the teens smooth and shape each piece by hand. Ninth grader Jasmine Long already has some experience.
They had a canoe trip recently over to Wrangell, and I helped them with those paddles, and I enjoyed it so much, so I thought I'd come back and do these ones.
Any thought to the imagery, what you're going to paint on?
I was thinking about an eagle. Since that's my moiety, I was going to think about doing that and a bear.
Watching the work is Doug Chilton, who led the paddle carving effort for the Wrangell Journey.
This is an introduction stage for the next generation.
The Juneau-based master carver, who's also the festival's featured artist, moves in to advise the students. Then he steps back, letting them get a feel for the wood on their own.
There's many different uses for them. These ones are little miniature dance paddles. You know, introduce them to the actual usable paddles that we can use, and then I can get them in a canoe. And that's where I'm at. That's what I love doing.
Chilton is president of the One People Canoe Society, which promotes the traditional mode of travel along with cultural awareness and community building. The recent canoe convoy from Juneau to Wrangell helped celebrate the rededication of the community's Chief Shakes Tribal House. That put Chilton and some others in the midst of some very rough seas.
Bad weather's bad weather. We'd get inside the safety boat, try to make sure everybody's inside where it's safe, and we just kind of keep an eye on it through the window.
Two canoes and a couple dozen paddles were lost to the wind and waves.
And there's not really a whole lot you can do other than just be sad. You know, and it was pretty quiet there for a while after the canoe broke loose. And once it went over, we knew the paddles were gone.
It was heartbreaking. Our spirits got lowered quite a bit.
Cynthia Peterson is business manager for Yak Tat Kwan, the native corporation that co-sponsors Turn Festival events. She watches over the sanding students as she talks about being on board the ill-fated Yakutat canoe.
A lot of us thought that our ancestors gave us so much to begin with, that they were just taking our paddles as part of it. And for eight of them to get returned when we had eight paddlers on the journey from Yakutat was amazing.
And there the paddles are, one broken and others battered, laid out together on a nearby shop workbench. Chilton walks over to the pile.
This is one of the paddles that was returned to us, and you see how the edges busted off. The fish and game officer that brought these to us said they had to wait for this one because there was a bear chewing on it.
More than a dozen Yakutat paddles are still missing, but those recovered still have some time in the water. Chilton and others in the One People Canoe Society head to Washington's Olympic Peninsula later this summer for what's called the Intertribal Canoe Journey and Potlatch. After that, the paddles return to Yakutat and the sponsors who helped fund the Wrangell trip.
It's interesting, they went on their own journey, and they came back.
Back at the sanding bench, student Jasmine Long continues smoothing the edges of her ceremonial paddle. Are you involved in the youth dance group?
I've been going to the practices and everything, been trying to get back into it.
So can you look at the piece of wood and kind of think this is something I'm going to use in a dance?
Yeah.
What's it feel like to be making your own?
It feels good.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Yakutat.